T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. COVID cases are rising again in the Bay Area and elsewhere. This as most pandemic restrictions have been lifted, meaning it's largely down to personal choice in terms of the lengths we'll go to protect ourselves and others. So how should we be navigating all of this? Here to answer some of our questions is Dr. Peter Chin Hong, professor at the UCSF School of Medicine specializing in infectious diseases. Dr. Chin Hong, welcome back to As Prescribed.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So, doctor, I don't know about you, but I now know quite a few people who are getting COVID for the first time. And full disclosure, I got it myself while visiting family in Australia recently. So what is behind this new rise in cases?
I think the overall idea behind why so many people are getting it now is complex. It's a confluence of many things. I think the biggest thing is because the spike proteins on the virus, these little things, they look very, very different to the antibodies we've had because of the vaccines. So they aren't doing quite a good a job as recognizing this new enemy, but they're doing a really good job once the enemy gets inside of you, with your T cells and B cells having memory and adaptivity to keeping you out of the hospital. So it means that people who have avoided COVID for the pandemic all of a sudden find themselves in the unenviable position of getting breakthrough infection, even though they're like the most responsible people. The second reason, of course, is that we're all engaging with life zestfully right now, and a lot of people aren't necessarily protecting themselves, so that it's just easier to get unless you upgrade your mask game. And the third reason is that our risk in the Bay Area is no longer based on our behavior in the Bay Area. It's based on the behavior of everybody in the country, and arguably everybody in the world, because it's such a big destination for a lot of people. So it's easier now to spread lots of different things like sublineages and variants from one region to the other.
So given that it is kind of everywhere, then we have no more mask mandates on planes. How risky is it to travel?
Well, I still think it depends on who you are and when you were last immunized, et cetera. But I, for one, am not avoiding planes at this point. I'm just making sure I wear a good mask. You know, I think wearing a comfortably fitting KN95 is kind of my go-to, or a surgical, even though no one is wearing a mask or not necessarily wearing a mask in everywhere I go. Certainly on the plane, I'm not too worried about sitting in my seat, but on the jetway, you know, on the drive, to the plane in terms of transit, and forget about public transportation when you're bringing lots of people from different households together. It's, you know, one of the riskier endeavors because of the crowding. And of course, walking around San Francisco now, everybody is back to normal. You know, I was visiting my mom in New York over the last weekend, and I would say New York is pretty much open. People are crowded, jostling. You kind of have to angle your way to get across the street. Stores are open super late now. So I think because of this normalcy, it's more important than ever, if you want to be protected, to wear the right mask and to know who you are. So if you're older than 65 and unboosted, if you're immune compromised, if you're unvaccinated and unexposed and maybe have comorbidities, this infection that may be mild to somebody may be more detrimental to you. So you need to be more protected. Not only that, know how to access Paxlovid, because early treatment with that may keep you out of the hospital.
What about using testing as a tool? One thing I personally experienced and heard from others is that rapid tests were coming back negative even after the beginning of some mild symptoms. Is that a matter of incubation, or do we need to be adjusting the way we're using the different tests available now?
Yeah, so the rapid testing hasn't been quite as accurate early on in disease. And it has to do, some people think, with vaccination status. So when you're vaccinated, you kind of have more pre-made antibodies floating around. So they make you feel sicker earlier. So when you test it before the viral load goes up, the idea is that you may get a false negative because you don't have enough virus yet, even though your body's feeling the symptoms. The second thing that people have thought about is that, maybe the virus in Omicron is being created more in the throat first rather than the nose as in other variants. So when you swab your nose, you're not getting the meat of the virus per se. And some people have, in an unorthodox, but a method that works, combine the swab in the nose and in the mouth and might get a more accurate result faster. At the end of the day, if you have symptoms, if it feels like allergies or cold or COVID, don't stop at a negative rapid test. Either wait a day or two while being masked, repeat the rapid test, or go out and get a PCR test.
So then can we talk about the shots that might be in our future? Are more boosters on the way? Will we need a whole new vaccine?
Yeah, so at the minimum, if we don't get a new vaccine, I think we will get more guidance around boosters for more people, more than just those over 50. But I think most people are banking on having a new version of the vaccine. So vaccine 2.0. And what that means is that it may be a cocktail of like a Delta plus an Omicron, and it may update the spike on the spike protein, or the spike protein rather, so that antibodies once developed to this booster will do a better job at stopping some of the newer generation of variants. Of course, we don't know what the future of variants would look like, but it turns out that these new crop of variants are looking so different from the Wuhan variant that we really need to update the vaccine for infection. But I'm really, really psyched with what we have right now because our hospitalizations are continuing to be low, mainly because of the power of the vaccine. But infection still cause a lot of disruptions in society, keeps people out from work, from school, and people who need to take care of these folks. So I think that updating a vaccine just for infection as well would be in the cards.
Dr. Chin Hong, thanks as always for joining us on As Prescribed.
Thanks so much, Kathy.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong is professor at UCSF School of Medicine, specializing in infectious diseases. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.